I'm here with Dick Dorman today, and first off, I understand that you are a Marine, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, sir.
What years did you serve in?
What years? I got out in 55.
Wow. How many years did you serve?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Enlisted, like, straight out of high school?
Basically, yes.
Yeah?
I worked for about 3 months after high school, before I went into the Corps.
And then enlisted? Why'd you choose the Marines?
It was just one of those things that I always wanted to do.
Really?
So.
And the Marines were where you wanted to go?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Because, yeah. I mean, that would have been post-World War II and then Korea. So I'm assuming you kind of saw some of the older guys going in through the Marines as you were little. And did that leave an impression?
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, also at that point in time, the Marines could enlist for 2 years.
Okay.
Because of the Korean conflict. Truman enacted that just for Korea. And that was another influence. I could enlist for 2 years.
And just make sure you were still into it instead of four.
Right.
Yeah. Yep, that makes sense. What did you do while you were in the Marines?
As a radio technician.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
So it's kind of what I do, but way more complicated.
Yeah.
How'd you get into that?
Well, when I enlisted, I put down that I liked playing around with old radios.
Okay.
Because I did. I had a Atwater Kent that I just loved. And
you did ham radio stuff.
Well, I did a little.
A little bit.
I put that down as a hobby. And when I got to Japan, after basic and combat training, I went to Japan. And while there, they called me out because they needed a radio tech. And they said they'd try me out. Well, I made corporal right away.
Wow.
Because of it. Because
you understood what you were doing.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It was cool.
That really was. That's especially straight out the gate like that.
Yeah.
I bet some of the guys you went to basic with were like, oh.
Yeah. I didn't see, well, just one of the guys that I was in basic with met me in Japan. He was from Iowa, a good boy. He's passed away now. But he passed away in an accident.
Really?
In an industrial accident. Up in Iowa. Iowa, yeah.
I always get the two messed up the time. So, you spent some time in Japan?
About a year.
About a year? How'd you like that?
It was pretty good. It was good. I had good duty no matter where I was at because of my MOS. Thank you. So I didn't despise any of it.
Okay.
I was anxious to get out.
Yeah, I can assume that, yeah. It's a different world.
Yeah, when I got back from Korea, I met my wife at a skating rink. And we were anxious to get married. And so I did want to get out.
And then that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So you did spend some time in Korea?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I went there, I don't remember what month, but I left there in May or June, I can't remember. That's been a long time ago.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know, I can barely remember last year, let alone the 50s. Was that sweet woman that brought you here, the wife that you met at the skating rink?
Yes.
You guys have been together all this time?
Yeah, 63 years.
Wow, congratulations. That's huge.
Thank you.
That's huge. And that's awesome. That's a true test of time.
Yeah.
So what'd you do when you got out of the service?
Went to work in a repair shop.
Yeah, and just worked on radios, stuff
well,
like that?
Well, I worked on everything. All appliances.
Okay.
And radios.
Yeah.
TV. I did a little TV. I had two jobs. One in a TV store, and the other was an appliance store.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I stayed there until I moved from Redlands, California, to Burbank. And in Burbank, I went to work for company called Hall Scott.
Okay.
Who they built stuff for the military.
Oh, cool.
And then I went from there to Litton Industries, still in electronics. That was pretty neat.
So you kind of stayed tinkering with stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I still do.
That's cool.
I still do.
Yeah. Yeah. You still put radios together?
Not. No, I kind of got out of the radios. I just kind of right now I don't do much at all.
Well, thank you so much for your service. Thank you so much for coming to lunch with me today. I really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure meeting you, sir.
Thank you for the lunch. And I invited John.
Yeah. You want to talk a little bit?
Oh, I'm sure. I don't
We mind. You and I should do one on its own someday.
Yeah. We should.
We could if
I
you
think
want
the
to.
The CBs ought to stand on
Yeah,
own.
We should. We should.
Instead, instead of following the Marines.
We'll give John his time. We'll give John his time in the future, if that's fine.
Yeah, he always follows the Marines.
Yeah. Got to have somebody to pick him up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, and thank you very much.
Thank you.